Our best-selling title by far, and justifiably so, has been Christmas Poems by U.A. Fanthorpe, Ursula Fanthorpe. They were written by Fanthorpe to send as seasonal offerings on her Christmas cards, and nearly 20 years ago now, she and her partner Rosie Bailey arranged them as a collection, and I commissioned charming drawings by Nick Wadley to accompany them. As in so much of Fanthorpe's work, there's an abundance of wisdom, tenderness, and wit here, and she employed all her poetic powers on poems originally devised as offerings for her own circle of friends. In her lifetime, and since her death in 2009, the poems have been widely anthologized and used in broadcasts and Christmas services, including several times at King's College, Cambridge. Although a very modest person, U.A. Fanthorpe received many public honours, and like Ruth Pitter and Frances Cornford before her, she was awarded the Queen's Gold Medal for poetry. Her poetry is among the finest of modern times, and she was much admired by her fellow writers, as well as by the wider public. One of the best known of the Christmas poems is B.C. A.D. This was the moment when before turned into after, and the future's uninvented timekeepers presented arms. This was the moment when nothing happened. Only dull peace sprawled boringly over the earth. This was the moment when even energetic Romans could find nothing better to do than counting heads in remote provinces. And this was the moment when a few farm workers and three members of an obscure Persian sect walked haphazard by starlight straight into the kingdom of heaven.